things like adhering to a standard child to staff ratio, hiring a certain number of workers to monitor children. Corporal punishment is also legal in these religious daycares, and workers don't have to be trained.
And Alabama is one of six states that has little to no regulation of faith-based daycares. Of those states, you report that Alabama's exemptions are the most sweeping. Tell me about that.
In Alabama, regulators are not allowed to even investigate any complaint in a religious daycare. So they're basically all off limits.
What's the argument for this hands-off approach when it comes to religious daycares?
So Alabama's religious exemptions started in the 1980s, and churches said that they didn't want government interference in a private ministry. They were worried about government overreach of regulating what was going to be taught in Sunday schools, and just wanted sort of a complete separation of church and state. And ministers made the argument, look, we are accountable to God. We don't need the state to come in and interfere. That argument gained a lot of traction with legislators, and they carved out sort of a complete exemption and separation between the Alabama Department of Human Resources and what goes on in church daycares.
And in your reporting, you discovered some pretty horrific incidents involving children at faith-based daycare centers. Tell us a little bit about what you found.
Sure. So I received all of the complaints that parents had filed against unlicensed religious daycares from two counties. It was Mobile and Montgomery from 2010 to 2014. And parents alleged that their children were whipped, slapped, locked in closets, punched so hard that they sustained bruises and welts. I think there was one incident where a kid was running around with a butcher knife in the daycare, and there were not enough workers to sort of subdue him. Basically, anything that could go wrong in a daycare, parents were complaining about. And one thing that they really were frustrated by was that if they would complain to the Alabama Department of Human Resources, that the state would tell them there was nothing that could be done, they would have to contact law enforcement. And for some of these issues, unless it rose to a level of being very, very serious, the police would say, you know, this is more of a licensing issue. We can't do anything. So parents were sort of out of luck.
It would seem everyone would be on board when it comes to keeping kids safe, right? A version of this bill failed last year. I'm wondering, in your view, why hasn't this bill passed?
From people I've talked to, it seems like there is some pushback from religious groups who have an aversion to government regulation and don't want the state interfering in their ministries, and think that the existing standards, which are, you know, religious daycares are supposed to adhere to fire safety standards and local building codes and public health requirements, they say that that's enough, that they're meeting these minimum requirements, they don't need the state to come in and inspect them.